ABC Radio Australia.
In Papua New Guinea, there's growing pressure amongst those who lost family members in the sinking of the Rabaul Queen ferry more than 6 years ago after it was revealed the country's public prosecutor has dropped the case. The MV Rabaul Queen sunk off PNG's northern coast in early February 2012. Now, the exact death toll isn't known, but it is believed that at least 140 people died. Mother Caroline Maniot lost two of her sons in the tragedy. She'd been hoping that a court case against the Australian owner, Peter Sharp, and his associates would bring some closure to the case for her. A court last year dismissed manslaughter charges against Peter Sharp and others, but it's recently been revealed that the public prosecutor has decided now not to pursue the remaining two charges. So Caroline Maniot had been holding out hope of a ministerial intervention, because last week PNG's Attorney General Davis Stephen told a local newspaper that he would use his powers to reopen the investigation, as Bethany Harriman reports.
Caroline Maniot still speaks about her two sons in present tense.
One is finally and the other one is second year. Finally is at Polytech and the eldest boy is second year. It's doing civil engineering.
Her sons, Alfred and Adrian, aged 20 and 23, were on board the MV Rabaul Queen on their way to university when it capsized and sunk in rough seas in 2012.
It's really painful to me when I lost my two sons.
My final talk with the two was in Kimbe, and they said the ship was overloaded and the sea is rough.
She didn't have family in Kimbe and couldn't afford to pay for accommodation, so she couldn't tell them to get off the ferry despite wanting to. It's still not known exactly how many people died on the ferry from Buka to Lae, but it may have been in the hundreds. Adrian left behind two children who now live with their grandparents. 7 years on, Mrs. Maniot says she feels like she doesn't have justice.
They must receive justice because Peter Sharp and Tony, his captain, left a big hole in our hearts. To this day, we still cry.
She says her two sons were planning to finish school and take care of her. Like most Papua New Guineans, she and her husband don't have life insurance.
Our investment in our children has gone to waste, just like that.
I'm beginning to lose.
30-year-old Theodore Yep was also on board the Rabaul Queen. He survived, but his father, Tommy, says he's still traumatized.
The effect on him, too. He lost his job. Now he's got no job. Then many of us are suffering in our own small way.
Mr. Yep was part of the group of family members who took the Australian ferry owner, Peter Sharp, the shipmaster, Anthony Tissau, and others to court for 175 counts of manslaughter. The courts later reduced it to 88 charges. In July last year, Mr. Sharp and Mr. Tissau were acquitted of manslaughter. In August, Public Prosecutor Pondros Kalawin announced that further charges would not be pursued. Mr. Yep says the family members of the victims are outraged.
That's why, public prosecutor, please do the right thing. Explain to everyone why you did what you did. We just want to have some answers.
But there may be still hope in the family members' bids for justice. PNG's Attorney General, Davis Stephen, has told local paper The Post Courier he will use his powers to reopen the investigation.
I am now reviewing the circumstances in which the decision was made in the National Court to accept the declaration filed by the public prosecutor under Section 525 of the Criminal Code.
The ABC has contacted the Attorney General's office about the progress of reopening the investigation, but is yet to receive a reply.